Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
From the second he's been here, he's been working very hard, very intelligent young man. He's done a nice job throughout practice. And, you know, he's been this whole season, he's been learning how to get yourself ready and understand the rhythm of an NFL week and what that looks like as a backup. And obviously now feel like he's ready to go in as a starter.
That's Browns head coach Kevin Stefanski on Dylan Gabriel. Before we start chatting about that, 410-583-1057, you want to win 2 tickets to the MGK. And Wiz Khalifa, it's coming up June 3rd at Jiffy Lube Live. That's 410-583-1057, 2 tickets to the MGK and Wiz Khalifa. So we just asked Baldy this question.
Yeah.
Jason, what do you think about the decision to go to Dylan Gabriel here?
I think it's simply that they just couldn't stomach Flacco anymore. I think it's just as simple as that. This is not ideal. This is not smart. Stefanski has his faults, but he understands offense and he's won a fair amount of games there and at times under duress. And I think it's just literally that they just need to see something else from the quarterback position, some agility, some mobility, the ability to move the target point around and you don't know where the ball's being launched from, a little bit more improvisation or improbability. They had become a very stagnant, very predictable offense, and it was suffocating a defense that has been as good as any in the league in a lot of key ways. So I think it's just about, and look, don't kid yourself for a minute. The Bobo owner's always meddling. So I think it also, reading the room, I think the owner didn't want to see Flacco, didn't want to fly all the way, right, 6 hours, 7 hours from Cleveland, over there to the UK and sit in a huge soccer stadium and watch Flacco throw a couple of picks and struggle to score 10 points. Like, if that's what it's going to look like, then at least let me see somebody else figuring out how to play quarterback than somebody who just can't do it anymore because they're past their sell date. I think it's that. I don't think it's because, Dylan Gabriel's been so impressive with the scout. Nah, get the hell out of here. This is just pure desperation.
Yeah, I think in an ideal world, they would have waited until the bye week and not doing this overseas, and especially against that Flores defense. But you're right, Jason. Joe's just been that terrible. He sucks. He's completed 58.1% of his passes. He has an NFL-high 8 turnovers, 6 interceptions, 2 fumbles, 5.1 yards per attempt. That's abysmal numbers from the quarterback position. Now, that being said, with Dylan Gabriel, it's not a good team. So, and he's a rookie, and this isn't a premium pick. This isn't a first-round pick at quarterback either, so it's not a finished product. He has played a lot of games at the collegiate level, of course. It seemed like he was there for a decade, but it's going to be tough sledding for the rookie.
All three quarterbacks were always going to get a chance to play on this team, and they're going to.
So what did you think of the fact that Flacco's the backup and Shador's the number 3? And Shador getting, and he's the only team in the league where the third string guy gets interviewed, but he was asked about it.
Well, they shouldn't have made him available. That's a failure of football operations and failure of PR. There's no reason why it's so easy to hide players.
Uh-huh.
It's so easy to just, manage situations. That's a failure on them. And I honestly was listening to Bruce Arians, and because I've been asked about this on other radio stations, and I'm like, this has nothing to do with Shador Sanders. Like, they are a bunch of jackasses in their PR department for letting it happen. They're so easy to avoid this.
I don't know if it has nothing to do with him. I don't... What? How does that benefit?
His point is you could. His point is you could have prevented from happening at all.
How long has he been in the league?
I get 2 seconds.
There you go.
I'm with you 100% on that, but to completely absolve
him, and I don't care about what he did. I don't have a problem with what he did. I mean, would have been better if he's like Rex Ryan's a fat slob who hasn't coached in the league for 10 years. And you know
that
what I mean?
Would have been
like,
a way.
That would have been something.
He's not fat anymore. He's on Ozempic and he's lost a bunch of weight.
Whatever. Like, I don't know, man. The kid was lighthearted about it, but there's no, that interaction is so easy to prevent. Like, and I don't even have a problem with what he did. Like, if you're going to find me and you're going to ask me, then I'm going to present my sort of personality. And I mean, he didn't rip anybody. I don't know. Like, what this kid is damned if he does, damned if he doesn't.
Yes, I agree. But what I'm saying is it came off as immature, and that's what knocked him during the draft process. That's all I'm saying. Could it have been easily avoided and they don't make him available? Yes. But in what world does Shedeur Sanders, by doing that, exhibit himself as a positive? Like, what? How is that a positive for him?
I don't know. I don't think it's a big negative. I mean, I really don't. You're going to have a hard time getting me upset about this. I'm upset at them.
Yeah.
I don't have a problem. Like,
here's the crazy thing. If the Browns had a quarterback, they killed the draft this year. Mason Graham looks like a stud early on. Carson Schlesinger looks like an absolute... And Bobby Dee loved this kid coming out of UCLA. Quinshon Judkins looks great. Harold Fannin looks great.
Yeah.
Gabriel's going to start on... And he'll be a backup probably in the league one day. Dylan Sampson, the other running back, looks good. They killed this draft.
Yeah, except their number one need is quarterback.
Yeah, and they don't have one.
And then they waited till the third round to take one who's my size.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
Hey, and I like Dylan Gabriel more than most. He played at Oregon last year. Like I actually.
But no, Sanders should be the three because he's gotten no reps. Yeah. And this week is compromised by the most ridiculous travel you'll do in an NFL season.
It is an odd week to do it, and again, I think it does bear repeating. And Baldy brought it up. Brian Flores is probably livid with the way his defense played a week ago. And
he's also missing a lot of starters, like the Ravens.
Injuries getting around.
They've had quite a few there. Corners, linebackers, they've had quite a few.
Browns take on the Vikings in London on Sunday. Coming up next, though, time for a little bounce back, fall back. Bone, happy birthday, Bone.
It's a birthday edition
of Bounce Back, Fall Back next here on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a great conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shedeur fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.